Today, Lilydale Regional Park is best known for fossil hunting. Each year, groups of school children scour the clay pits for trilobites, brachiopods, corals, and other marine fossils. But what is now a park was once a town. The village of Lilydale lay tucked between the Mississippi and the rim of the River Bluffs, with the heart of the town in the lowlands between Pickerel Lake and the river.
We used to swim in the river and watch the Jonathan Paddleford go by. We climbed down the bridges and we played in all the caves that the gangsters used to have their speakeasies in.
Mark Sturgis lived in Lilydale as a child in the 1960s and 70s. I met Mark on the shore of Pickerel Lake.
Well, the village hall was a quaint, unique building. Like I said, it used to be a one-room schoolhouse. It had a beautiful steeple and a bell. On Christmas, all the kids would come in the whole village. One of the councilmen, still haven't figured out who it was, would come in and dress up like Santa Claus, and big bags, and every single kid in the village would get a present with his name on it. And they would plan a huge 4th of July old-fashioned picnic.
The Twin Cities Brick Company operated just outside the village of Lilydale from the 1890s to the 1970s. Remnants of an old brick oven and broken orange bricks remain in Lilydale Park, but its largest legacy are the clay pits, massive amounts of earth missing from the bluff, exposing springs and fossils. St. Paul Park's Manager of Design and Construction, Jody Martinez.
Because of all of the work that was done here, it's created some really unique landscapes, what we called perched wetlands. So normally you would never think of finding cattails on a bluff or, you know, that type of vegetation, and you can find that here. It's just fascinating.
Platted in 1886 and named after the lilies in Pickerel Lake, Lilydale was originally part of Mendota. Twice, the village broke away from Mendota, driven back and forth by floodwaters and politics. Massive floods in 1951, 1952, 1965, and 1969 reshaped and ultimately relocated the town. In 1952, a handful of residents chose to move their homes to the bluff above, shipping them out on barges. More simply left. The population dropped by 20%. The 1965 flood washed many homes right off their foundations. Mark Sturgis.
We would stand on that bridge up there and watch the water receding and make sure our house was still there. My father would come down here and step out of a boat onto the roof of our house.
Lots of residents opted to replace their houses with trailer homes, which could be towed out before the next big flood. Others, like the Sturgis family, went through the arduous process of repairing after the record high flood. Wayne Brown, owner of the marina, put an entire building with a bait store, grocery store, and pool table on 55-gallon drums, determined to float above the floodwaters the next time around. The trailer parks attracted hundreds of new residents with their low cost of living, doubling the population. Folks on riverboats also called Lilydale home, anchoring at the marina. Open dumping was a problem in the area. The village of Lilydale gained a reputation as being a shady place.
When you leave town and go down that way, that trestle, there's a sign someone spray painted on there probably 50 years ago. It says River Rats, and it's still there.
After the record-breaking flood of 1965, a plan to turn the village of Lilydale into a park began to form. Wayne Brown, the marina owner, and a few others who wished to stay on the river bottom fought the plan with litigation. But after the 1969 flood, most residents were tired of fighting the floods and ready to move on. The county bought out the property owners. Some of the houses, like the Sturgis families, were sold and moved, shipped out on barges, and planted on new foundations on higher ground. In 1972, Lilydale Regional Park was born. The city of St. Paul has since removed 18,000 tons of waste, some of which was the town itself, left in mounds after demolition. Other debris came from both legal and illegal dumping that has gone on in Lilydale for decades. Jody Martinez.
Unfortunately, a lot of the soil and a lot of the town of Lilydale was buried there. So it naturalized with all of those things in place. So we had big mounds of refuse that then, you know, started to naturalize, and trees started growing through all of this refuse. But a large part of that now we've taken care of.
The park that was once a village is now home to all manner of wildlife. Today, the village of Lilydale exists only on the narrow strip of land between Highway 13 and the top of the bluff. For KFAI, I'm Maria Omley.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.